It's really a tremendous chus to be here. I'm grateful to Avi Kamenetsky, entire staff, my dear my chaverim of mine. I spoke to the 9th and 10th graders, and it was beautiful then, and as the dance and to sing together with you is just an enhancement of that. So thank you for inviting me, and it's been truly uplifting thus far. We challenged the 9th and 10th graders a little bit with some questions on the Yontiv. Speaking to 11th and 12th graders, I think we can push it a little bit more. Just try to understand the personality, the significance of the Yontiv of Chanukah. Just throw out a few questions. I think one of the first obvious questions, which I'm sure you thought of, but I never really paid attention to it. Just a very practical, obvious question. The Yontiv of Chanukah, as we know, is not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Yet, if you had to take a poll of the Jewish population throughout the world, to which mitzvahs do they adhere to, do they keep, do they look forward to throughout the year, I think that you would find something very interesting, that although there are many mitzvahs in the Torah, some of them which come up every week, like Shabbos, which have a chiv kares attached to it, that hardly any Jews who are unaffiliated have any understanding, any interest, so on and so forth. Yet, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is throughout the entire Jewish world. And kemat every single Jew who knows even the tiniest little bit about Yiddishkeit fulfills this mitzvah. Even by an electric menorah, many poskim hold that lighting an electric menorah fulfills the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah. According to some poskim, you can turn on a flashlight and be mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe not make a bracha, mekayim the mitzvah. So why is it that Ner Chanukah gets such a special chavivus? The Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah chaviva al ma'od. It's one of the most precious mitzvahs to the Jewish people. Why should that be? After all, it's at best, it is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a very stark question in terms of the whole sugya of Chanukah. In fact, if the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is just about and only related to the nes which took place in the Beis HaMikdash, that they found a jug of oil and then they lit it and so on, if that's the case, then how do the halachas of the mitzvah connect and bring out the nes? Is there a chiv to light a menorah? No, we light a menorah. That's the minhag in Klai Yisrael, is to take a candelabra, which has seven branches, and to light it. But if you'd like, and many people do this, they take a tea light and fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's all you need to do. So if it's just about commemorating the nes, then we should have to follow it according to all of its guidelines. But do we do that? Did they light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, outside in the Pesach HaBayis? They live in the Beis HaMikdash. So why are we lighting it, let's say, outside of the home? Below 10 Tfachim? What does this have to do with the Nes? Furthermore, this is the most famous question in all of Chanukah literature, and perhaps one of the most famous questions in all of Torah literature. It's called the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Anybody familiar with the Kasha of the Beis Yosef? Yeah? The Kasha of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the following question. Very good. What is the nace of Chanukah? How is it an 8-day nace? If they found a pach of shemen, which is enough to light for the first day, that's not a nace. You can light for the first day, no problem. Really, only 7 days are the nes. So why should it be an 8-day yontiv? Surely be a 7-day yontiv. And furthermore, Rabbi Yisai, when you take a look at this nes of Ner Chanukah, the fact that they found the Pach Shemen and they lit it, is this really such a big nes? Is this really such a big nes? I guarantee you, there are people still alive who witnessed this. You can go to the Baba Sali's house, and I bet you he could have done the nes of Ner Chanukah. Guaranteed. It's Yadua. People saw it all the time. He would hold a flask of Yayin, of what's that stuff that the Sfarim drink? Arak. They had the Arak, and he would wrap a towel around it. And I'm sure the Sfarim here have heard of this. He would pour endlessly. He can pour endlessly without filling it up, like this. Just keep pouring, you keep pouring for days on end, not doing anything. So the fact that there's a Pach Shemen, which can light 8 days, this is a nes? This is a nes? Is this such a big nes? Come on. We celebrate this forever? something's going on here. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, the Torah begins with this. Vayomer Elokim yihi or, vayihi or. Let there be light. So Chazal say, yihi or, vayihi or. It should say, yihi or, vayihi chen. And so it was, like by all the creations of Maaseh Bereishis. Why does it say, yihi or, vayihi or? So Rashi alludes to this, and this is what Chazal is bringing it out. Whenever the Torah uses the word vayihi, it's always a lashon of pain. The word vay means something is hurting. You see, oyvei. What was so painful about the creation of light? So Chazal tells us that when Hashem created the light, He saw that there would be Rishoyim in the world, and He said, this light of creation is too great and too precious to just allow anybody to come and to partake of it. So what did Hashem do? He took it, and He buried it. He buried the light, which is the first light of creation, for tzaddikim in the time to come. However, this light, which was buried in the beginning of creation, it served its purpose in Gan Eden for a certain amount of time before it was buried. How long did it spend in Gan Eden, this light? Anybody know? 36 hours. There's different shitas as to how you come to the 36 hours, but perhaps the most well-known shot is as follows. That, of course, although Adam Rishon was Chote, he did his Chet on Erev Shabbos. However, Shabbos is not affected by Chet. Shabbos is above that. So therefore, 24 hours of Shabbos, that light was present. Now, the 6 hours before Shabbos, which is already considered to be Shabbosvik, you make the Hachanas, preparations for Shabbos, that's also immune. And then the 6 hours after Shabbos, you have six from before, six from behind, the 24 together, you have 36 hours of the light. If you go ahead and you follow the minhag, which everybody in Klai Yisrael is knowing to light candles, although there's different shitas in the Rishonim as to how to light candles. How do we light candles? One the first night, and then two the second night, and then three, and then four, then five, then six, seven, then eight. If you add them all together, how many candles do you light all together on Yom Tov of Hanukkah? 36. Very good, Rabbi Cohen. 36 candles. So what we see that there's something special going on, that there's 36 candles, and there's 36 hours that the light was present in the Gan Eden before it was taken away. So we see there's something deeper going on about Neres Chanukah than just a matter of recalling the Nes which took place by the Chashmonaim. If it was just about the Chashmonaim and the miracle of finding the hidden Pach, we wouldn't need all the little details which surrounds the Yom Tov of Chanukah. What this is teaching us, therefore, is that although the light of Ner Chanukah, simply put, is just to commemorate the Nes which took place in the times of the Chashmonaim, there's a connection to the light of the hidden light in the beginning of the world. And this hidden light that Hashem buried in order to reveal to the tzaddikim in later generations. These are the later generations. We're living in those times, the revelation of that light in the later generations. And these 36 candles are 36 pathways to reveal that hidden light and to bring it into the world. And this is the light of Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. That although on the surface it would seem that the light of Ner Chanukah has to do with the victory of the Jews against the Greeks, and the finding of a Pach Shemen, but it's much more than that. And the way that Hashem Yisbarach made the Neis, that there should be a hidden Pach, it should be revealed, revealing something which was hidden, comes to show you that this Pach was hidden, that there was a light which came out of its hidden place and was revealed. This is the hidden light. It represents that light. With this you can understand why it is that the Ner Chanukah is not just a 7-day yontif, it's an 8-day yontif. The Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Let's go back to our questions. It should be a 7-day yontif, not an 8-day yontif. What was the Nes on day 1? So the conventional pshat is that the finding of the Pach itself was a Nes. But Rabbi Yisai, it's more than just that. Let's put aside the finding of the Pach. That Pach made a light. If it was just a regular light, you're right, it would not be a Nes. But what the Chashmonaim saw in this light is that it wasn't just a regular light. This was a very special light, which had a shaychis, a connection to the light of Mashiach. And the fact that such a great light was shining on the menorah, that's a Nes even on day one. That it was not just an ordinary light. That it brings, in a very quiet way, the light of Mashiach into this world. As you all know, the number 7 represents the world of Teva, of nature, the 7 days of the week. And of course, the number 8 means above that, taking us to a higher place as we continue on in history. And that question about the Baba Sali. You're right, if it was just about a Pach lasting for 8 days, that's not a Nes that we need to commemorate. In the Gemara we find Tanoim Amoraim, they were Mechayim Nesim. We're going to make a Yontif out of that? But the Teretz is that that's not what this is about. On the surface, it looks like it's just about finding a Pach of Shemen. Just a little bit of light. But the whole theme of Chanukah is Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, that there could be something very great and something very little. That although it's one tiny Pach of Shemen, but there's something much greater than just a canister of Shemen. Something very light is jam-packed into that Pach of Shemen. That's the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the light of Gan Eden. This is the secret of 7 verses 8, like we mentioned. That we add an extra candle, this is called Arichas Ner Leven Yishai Mashiachecha. Set up another candle for Ben Yishai, for Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because it's not about the menorah in the base of Mikdash, it's about a light to the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu. This helps us understand the first question which we began with. Why is it that Klal Yisrael has such an affinity for the light of Ner Chanukah? It's not a mitzvah deraisa. There's no chi of kares. What's going on with this light? But the answer is that every single Jewish soul is searching and is waiting anxiously and has a delicious taste for the light of Mashiach. And every single Jew can feel in the Neres Chanukah that this is not just a regular lot. This is not just about recalling the Nes. If you ask a regular Jew on the street, you tap on the shoulder and you say, "Then why are you lighting Ner Chanukah?" He probably doesn't even know why he's lighting Ner Chanukah. He can't tell you that there was a Nes which took place thousands of years ago on the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't even know there was a Beis HaMikdash. But why is he lighting Ner Chanukah? Because there's something in his neshama which is saying this is much more to do with just what happened before. It has to do with what's coming up soon. And that he's in touch with because it's right around the corner. And you find something very interesting. That this Nes, that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that the world at large, and especially the Christians, they make a very big milchama against this light. Think about this. Think about this. Take a look at Xmas and take a look at Chanukah. It's very interesting. Xmas is an 8-day celebration. And Chanukah is also an 8-day celebration. Right? For them, it begins on the 25th of December and it goes to their Rosh Hashanah Lahavdil, right? 8-day celebration. What do? We start on the 25th of Kislev. They start on the 25th of December. We take lights, and we light it in the front of our homes. And they take lights, and they light it in the front of their homes. Very interesting. Coincidence? Of course not. But they want to mimic this? They're trying to copy it? Trying to put it down? What's going on over here? But the concept of Rabbi Yisai is as follows. That the whole shita of the Christians is that there is no light shem Mashiach. There's nothing to look forward to. But you take Yashka, he's your salvation. He was your Mashiach already. That's it. That's what they're showing. This is everything what it's all about. But the light of Ner Chanukah, what it testifies to that, is that it's not so. That's not the case. That was something which we're looking forward to still. But they make a big milcham against it. They try to distract us. We should forget about it. Because it has much more to do with just a victory of the Jewish people over the Gita. It represents the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is awaiting us. So to make a celebration like this is not just a chagiga to remember that which was, but it's to instill within ourselves a deeper light, a deeper appreciation of what it means to be a Yid. And we have so much to look forward to. You have a lot to look forward to now. Living a Jewish life is the most greatest gift that there is in the world. To be a part of a high school like this, that they bring out the neshama of a yontif, you have no idea what you're zeichet to here. But we should know that we are that generation, that we are those children that Hashem said about that light to be revealed in future generations, if it's being revealed to us now and it's so accepted amongst Klal Yisrael, we should know that we're very, very close. We have a lot to look forward to in the schos of these gatherings and learning about Torah and mitzvahs and the excitement which we have. And we should be zeichet to taste that light in everything which we do, to be zeichet to be meis of a holach in everything which we do in Yiddishkeit, and to be zeichet to taste that sweet light. We be as goyat tzedek from here, amen.
One last song.